Hello. Hey, Joey. I'll be right back. I have to turn the television now.
Okay.
Hello, Chris. Chris, are you there? Hello.
You got my new email, right? You got it, right? Right?
Clyde, what are you doing here?
Did you get the email?
What?
The email I sent.
Oh. I have, you sent me an email. Okay, well, I haven't been able to get into my email lately. It's, kind of a bit funky.
I'll read it out, but before I say so, I've had a long talk with Vivian, and, she's right, I'm going way too far out of line. I'm not gonna harm anyone anymore for the rest of my goddamn life.
Well, that's good to hear.
Unfortunately, she agrees that I cannot let you meet any woman ever until you get your life together. His life is miserable. Look at it, Julie. A man who... Tell me, what have you done of merit today? What have you done today? Go through your daily routine.
I'm a contact
good person. He doesn't need...
I made contact with Julie and expressed my love for her a little bit more.
Yes, she was very nice.
Something productive. What have you done with your sonitude to stop, you know, whatever potential financial gain you can get from it?
For your information, I've received a call from an associate in Nintendo who's willing to bring you up to Mr. Miyamoto again. Hopefully it'll be restarted.
That's awesome.
And tell me, how long will this take?
Depends.
I mean,
I have to wait for them to call me back.
I mean, it could take months. In fact, it's taking me months till anything starts. Until then, you gotta find yourself a way of financial security. Besides, aren't you gonna have to make a trip anyway? You're gonna have to save up money somehow.
Yeah, I'm gonna be saving up money per month.
How are you gonna save money? I mean, $800 a month, really?
Yeah. Maybe a while, sure, but I will have it saved up.
But don't you've got bills to pay? After bills, how much do you have left?
I don't need to tell you my financial situation.
I think Julie would like to know. Right.
Clyde, stop it.
Yeah, Clyde, leave us alone.
I'm not doing anything harmful. I'm just asking how you're going to save money up for a future family. I mean, if you cannot even do that, then there's no way the family will be a success. She will divorce you quicker than... I don't know.
I'm working on controlling my compulsive spending.
I mean, it's not just controlling your spending. You can do that easily. The thing is, you need more than $800 a month. Way more to support a family.
Maybe so, but at least I'll have some money tucked away before I start that family up.
And how much do you have tucked away right now?
I have about $100 tucked away right now.
Chris, $100 might last you a week.
Knows what you know.
Okay. In an average week, how much do you think you'll spend on food for, let's say, two adults and, well, you're not going to have a child that fast, so just let's go with two adults.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
How much do you think it costs to feed two adults, I'm saying you and Julie, for a week?
I'd say probably about somewhere between 20 and 50.
All right, let's just say 30 to average that out. Okay. You
all
got
right.
$70 left that week. Now, let's see. You got bills to pay. And that's obviously going to be like, I don't know. You've got, what kind of bills you got? You got TV, you got internet. I mean, Julie, what other amenities do you need?
You don't have to answer you.
My God, it's simple. Alright, okay? You got TV, you got your car payments, car insurance, you got your internet, you got utilities. All that's going to add up. $100 is not going to last a month.
I tucked away $100 aside, and about $100 a month, I have enough money saved up over the time.
The thing is, what happens when you run out?
Well, then I'll save up some more.
No, that takes time. Oh my God. How much money do you think it costs to raise a family for a year?
I'll bet that might seem to run into the thousands.
And if you save $100 a month, you barely get $1,000.
But if I have to, I can and will get a job.
And again, I looked over your files. Why do you think you got an F on that?
I did not get an F on that.
Oh, what'd you get then?
I got an A+. It took me weeks to months, and a whole lot of thought into that big, grand shopping mall with the mayor's office on the upper floor.
But you got an F in the comics. I thought that's what you got.
Well, you misunderstood.
How do I misunderstand? I mean, it says, I have grade F destruction. That definitely implies grade F.
It was on previous projects before that one. One or two.
But then why'd you have to villainize him? I mean, everybody gets failing grades. You don't have to have
failing grades. Because he talked down to me, made me feel inferior.
My God. I mean, you didn't even utilize the 3D aspect of AutoCAD, did you?
3D aspect of...
No, 3D, you got your Y plane, your X plane, your Z plane.
Yeah,
Z plane. Y and X plane. You never use the Z plane.
I do use the Z plane.
I didn't see that in that project.
Well, did you have a CAD program in your computer?
Yes. I have the official one from Monica.
I see.
Let me tell you, did you even bother to look for a job utilizing that degree?
I have. And it's a bit on a shortage right now.
Did you even go in for an interview?
I have gone in for interviews, yes.
With what companies?
I'm under so much stress right now, I got a headache. It's hard for me to think of specific names at the moment.
So you're lying to me, is that what you're saying?
I'm not lying to you.
Julie, listen to that. He can't even name one company he's tried to work for. Tell me, do you think a man can financially support you like that?
Yes. It's possible he can do it.
Please,
yes,
guys,
I can.
This is American dollars we're talking about. The conversion rate's so much different.
I don't care. You can do anything.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're a little delusional. In America, she's got a bad economic spin right now. A really bad one.
I understand that.
Me too.
No, you don't, Chris. You don't
yes,
listen.
I
you
do.
You don't listen to the bad news. You said it yourself. You don't listen
I
to the bad news.
I have to listen to it from my father every day when I'm trying to put him in the car or when I'm downstairs with him.
Okay. Wait, why are you going with your father in the car? For what?
Sometimes I go out with him on trips when he goes downtown for to run an errand. And sometimes I'll even go out with him for his morning cup of coffee. And then I get a cup of coffee as well.
Okay, tell me. Tell me why we've got an economic crisis.
One reason? The high gas prices being raised by the Arabs. They're getting greedy. And the low amount of available jobs being made. A lot of people getting fired. And the whole, and a bunch of other stuff that I can't think of at the moment because I'll admit, sometimes my memory fails me.
What the hell kind of answer was that?
It's an honest one.
Is it the truth? Have you even looked it up? Do you understand what a bank does?
Bank. You store your money in the bank. It eventually increases with interest. And you can spend some out of it. And you can put some more in it.
How do banks raise the money to give people interest? How do they do that?
Okay, I'll admit, you got me there. I don't know.
That is the reason why we have a terrible economic meltdown right now. Because banks were giving out loans that people could not pay off. And now it's all come tumbling down. There's a bunch of corruption, bunch of terrible loans, and a president who didn't know what to do. And you're telling me that you are financially prepared to take on a future wife.
I did not say that.
I'm doing this for the good of Julie. Do you understand what I'm asking you? This isn't hatred against you or anything. I'm trying to make you a better person.
Yeah, listen. I may or may not be financially prepared at the moment, but I know that I am emotionally prepared.
Look, I want to tell you the story of my government teacher. He had it all. He was completely prepared to marry his sweetheart. But you know, when he didn't have money, he was trapped with student loans in college, and he could barely pay off everything in his apartment. He's 80, and he's never heard from her since. Now, I don't want you to grow up to be a lonely old man, but if you don't have the money, Julie's going to leave you. Julie's going to leave you, and I know this.
No,
I have faith in Julie. She has faith in me.
As I said, faith means nothing. As I said last time, if you end up homeless, it's over. She's going to leave you.
No, I won't. I would never do that.
Julie.
What?
Yeah, you seem to be trapped in a fantasy world of romance where you think things will work out in the end. Let me tell you something, it doesn't. It doesn't work out in the end.
Yes, it's true. It will.
It doesn't.
I've just
given you stories, my own personal tales of loss, and things do not work out like you see in the movies. You have to agree with me on this. The divorce rate in America is 50%. 50 goddamn percent.
Maybe so, but the other 50% are still happily married.
You don't know if they're happy. They could just be in it for the tax breaks or whatnot. They might not be, they could be separated. My parents were for quite a long time, and they got divorced, and then they died. It's a sad tale. You gotta understand.
Yeah. I'm here, I'm understanding where you're coming from, but you do not need to reflect your own bad times among other people
who
try to make
parents,
them
Chris?
Depressed.
What about your parents?
Oh, let me tell you something. I talked to my mother. They never got drunk before they had me. They planned me. They met in 1979. They married in 1980. I was born in 1982.
I trust the word of your brother more than the word of your parents, because your mother has been lying to Cole for quite a long time. Did he ever find out who his real father was?
Yes, he did.
Really? I should ask him.
And he'll tell you that... I'm sorry, you go ahead.
No, you go.
Anyway, you'll find an answer to the same thing from him, that his blood father was a drunk.
And but what about your mother? Didn't she divorce, right? And your father?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Didn't your mother and father go through various, you know, marriages as well?
Yes, my mother has been through a few different marriages. And my father has only been through one marriage before they met.
You see, 50% is definitely not a lie. And Julian could end up the same way. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying for the best. I'm trying to help you. Julie, both of you have problems that you need actual help with.
You could do some of your own help as well.
I don't. Okay? I'm not actually looking for marriage. If Sarah comes back, that's fine. I'm prepared. But Chris, you're not prepared at all.
I'm more prepared than you'll ever be able to imagine.
And just went over your finances. You have $100 saved up. That's not going to get you anywhere.
I may not be financially prepared at the moment, but I am emotionally prepared.
Again, emotions mean nothing when you're homeless and out on the street. I'm repeating myself, I'm a parrot, and I want a cracker. That was unnecessary.
Well, you called yourself a parrot, so I squawked.
You don't have to do that. Stop derailing this conversation.
Excuse me.
Coming. Oh, gosh darn. A penis got stuck in my throat.
Sorry.
Big flap. Big
flap. You've got ways to fall.
Clyde, you should leave now before Chris comes back and gets mad at you. You're just making him angrier and angrier.
You better watch your mouth. Isn't your parental guardian or guardian will take you away from your precious, precious internet. Stay silent. Brother. Son, you've got a ways to fall. They'll tell you where to go. My sole goal now is justice. That's all I ever wanted.
Chris?
It's a curse. The parental curse. The truth behind your courage. This is good, isn't it? We bought it to help with your homework.
Alright, my mother wants me to go out and get her some bread, some orange juice, and a tuna sub from Sheets.
It's often waited for that.
Sheets is open 24 hours.
That's nice. Okay, I can't believe you still live.
Julie, I'll talk to you later on the PlayStation Network. Goodbye.
Alright, are you going to come back to Mama?
That's something for me to think about. I'll see you later, Julie. All
right. Bye, Clyde. Alright, I'll see you later. Bye. Oh, could have been better. Could have been awfully better. That's all I can say. I'm disappointed. And before you all unmute yourself, I am a new guy. Thank you. was about to do that, Cox. What's up? What's up? I was going to do that. Anyway, yeah, Chris might be...
I'm sorry, I was still set to stereo mix instead of my microphone, because I was recording Chris. Yeah, I better stop recording now.